good afternoon or good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska and another beautiful sunny day, a little bit of clouds, and we're running 52 degrees. Boy, beautiful weather. Sunrise, 5:34, sunset, 10:19 p.m., 16 hours and 44 minutes. Eat your heart out, you guys down there in the lower 48. 5 minutes and 25 seconds. This is a great time of the year. Nice weather, good shirt sleeve weather, and no mosquitoes. And it's just really great up here. If we could just get rid of the criminals. Well, we're going to have a very interesting show. One of the things that I'm going to talk about is executive order by Obama. Do they have application to you and me? And can you prove it? Why does everybody jump up and down and I get these emails, which is fine. I encourage people sending me emails and your opinions. That gives me some idea what's going on out there, what your thoughts are. Well, do executive orders apply to you and me? And if not, can you prove it? You have to be able to provide evidence. And if we could get these criminal attorneys that are criminals and the judges, and there are ways to deal with these guys. We're starting to have some successes, we're probably going to be coming up on the break, but on books and records. 2 for 2, stopped, dead, DOA. They can't move. Why? Why? Books and records. They do this books and records all the time. Why can't they move? We're going to get on a couple of things, and then we're going to get into executive orders and some more. Stay tuned.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Okay, back from break here. And like I say, we're going to get into executive orders and debunk it with evidence. Wouldn't that be a novel idea? And prove it. It's so frustrating to me. I have great difficulty listening to these talk shows. They are so full of things that they cannot prove. They don't have conclusive evidence of it. The evidence is out there if we learn how to read, engage some critical thinking, get off the ribbon, and whatever else. It's there. I'm going to play this clip twice in my show. I'm going to play it again just now, and I'm going to set it up. And the issue is, there is a headless fourth branch of government, and it is called agencies. FDR did the book. I offer it again. Anybody that's listening, you send me an email and you put FDR book. It's actually the research done by the government because the agencies were even taking the New Deal away from FDR. And FDR endorsed the book or the research. It's a 400-page document. Email, you get it in four emails. Got Skype, I'll give it to you all in one. Highlight it. That's fact. Along with the Congressional Record of the Administrative Procedures Act, admitting there is a fourth branch, the administrative state, and describing it. And that these agencies are little mini governments. They sit outside the Constitution, so therefore they are immune to the Constitution, the statutes of the United States. Unless you know how to grab a hold of them in the land of Oz. There's two things that get a hold of these folks. The Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act. The executive orders live in the land of Oz. They live in the headless fourth branch. And I'm going to show that today on the show. I'm going to give you the evidence. I haven't got it all put together to put on a post, but I'm going to put it out there. Email it. I've got a couple on the tax court cases, books and records. How we are stopping them. They don't know what to do. How exposing them in tax court now. There's a way to do it. If people would just engage a little thing and then check it out. Check out what I say. Download the archives. Check it out or get on my... I got a special list for 120. I got an IRS for 250 a year, or I've got three other lists that you can get on for free. And a lot of this information, I put even the documents in those free lists. Check it out. I that's why I did the special list and the IRS list, is because I get so tired of people telling me this is that, and then I got to go try to find out and prove what they where they got it. If they can't, why don't they attach the document so I can see it? How do I know it exists? How do I know they haven't misstated it or copied it or they're working for the federales? We're going to get into the one of the most important parts. They're called independent establishment or independent agencies. They sit outside the Constitution. The Federal Reserve is an independent establishment. Let's go ahead and play the clip on the Federal Reserve. This, by the way, this is Greenspan talking on public radio.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
Pretty clear to me. Nobody can overrule what the Federal Reserve does. It's an independent establishment, independent agency. And it frankly don't matter what they say. Hello? This should scare the living peewadding out of people. They do what they want. Unless we start and get some knowledge and understand what we're fighting. We are not fighting something that's part of the government. They're not part of the government. There's no delegated authority, limited delegation authority from the people through the several states or through the federal constitution to these things. They just made it up. And we don't get it. And we go in there and we're talking apples, or we're playing checkers and they're playing three-dimensional chess. And then we wonder why we come out of there shaking our heads. There is ways to deal with these folks. There really is. It's absolutely astounding. back to the issue of, what are a couple of things on books and records that is just a killer to these guys? Well, number one, see, the IRS is not unconstitutional. It's non-constitutional. It's a misapplication of the agencies. I don't say that they don't have the authority to do what they do. They do. The only problem is they don't have anything to do with you and me and the fence post outside. But we have to be able to delineate it and articulate it. What are things that make them cringe and where they can't go? One of them is the commissioner is mandated, he has the authority to delegate to the little employees and the little corporate officers of the IRS. I don't disagree with that at all. Absolutely. It's true. But where's the evidence of it? Guess what? The latest directive, the delegation of authority, the latest one is Revision 22. It is specifically limited to the commissioner. Who is it signed by? James E. Donaldson, Acting Chief Compliance Officer. Oh, game over. Your administrative summons, which, by the way, I was using 2039, and I've got some sharp people out there, and they corrected me because I hadn't paid attention to all the things. It's a Form 6639 now, I think, is the latest one. But it's still an administrative summons. But it doesn't have any force and effect of law, even the appearance of it, unless they can. And these people think we're so ignorant, and we basically are, because we're not taught any of this. This is nothing you're going to find in a law school or any place else. It's not taught. This is a OJT, School of Hard Knocks, and having access to Westlaw or Nexus. If you're really serious, you need access to Westlaw or Nexus and the Federal Register and all the cases and the statutes and stuff. If you don't have access to that, I can do more in a matter of seconds than I could do with an army of 1,000 attorneys in the law library. Knowing how to use Boolean word searches, putting words, so many words apart. I want to search for this word in the same sentence. And you'll find a lot of this stuff is not in the head notes of Westlaw or Lexis. But if you learn how to do it, in their records, it's there. So, the first thing is that you would go in on the books and records. They don't have any authority to do what they're doing because on its face, as a matter of law, the statute mandates that don't use bylaw or law, use statute of the United States. There's a delegation of authority that the commissioner, okay, I want to see the document where the commissioner signed it. Oh, you put forth this one, Revision 22, it says by some other twit. That's irrelevant then. You just impeached your own authority to even proceed in a books and records. Step one. And step two, which I use on another case in a research document, because in this books and record, the party got there because there was some confusion. One is I'm always running behind on providing research documents. I never seem to. I'm always up to the last minute. Too many balls in the air, but that's the way I seem to work. But there was an issue. They weren't going to issue some of this. So they were going to, you have to get a hold of the IRS person. You're supposed to get a hold of the local attorney and the holder, the attorney general, with all these guys. And then I also found, which I hadn't done in the past, is give a notice to, like Wells Fargo. That's one of them. Hadn't done Wells Fargo. But this judge was a real arrogant, narcissistic sucker. And the party got there at 5 minutes to four. Oh, well, your 20 days is over. So he went there the next morning. And they wouldn't give any summonses. Oh, you tell me we're going to send something. Yeah, this party is. He's going to send something to the IRS or somebody with no summons from the court, and they're just going to bend over and show up. Oh, you betcha. Mm-hmm. We backed the clerks down into a corner. Where does it say under your federal rule 4 on the summonses that miscellaneous, because these are miscellaneous filings, where does it say that? They just made these things, and you don't ask them for opinions of law. I want to know your rule of court, or I know that you're right. Boy, that just that gets them right. I know you're absolutely right. All you got to do is sign it. Well, I can't do that. Well, somebody's got to sign something here. Take it before the judge. Went to, they called the judge, and nothing come out of that. Okay, well, then they finally backed down, and they gave the summons just several days later. They wouldn't even give the case of the summons on this when you walk in there, which is unusual. I'm seeing that more and more, too. Back in a minute.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, so the first thing is on these administrative summonses, of course, is the fact that the commissioner has never delegated. And by the way, I got every one of them downloaded, and several years ago, not even putting them in the Federal Register, and the commissioner quit doing them. Now, why is that? I don't know. But the mandate from Congress is there. So unless they can show that, that kills their administrative summons. That's strike one. Strike two is the fact that it's books and records, and if you go in the Senate and House report and their conference thing where they agreed on it and explained how the IRS or how the 1954 code works, that's my 6 days I spent in Anchorage. That was a good 6 days, made by a party out of Florida, which I thank him again because he funded this. Because I don't have the money for all these things. You know, I spent, I don't know, $500+ a whole bunch anyway, copying all that stuff, you know, 15 cents a page. But anyway, in there, books and records did not change from the 1939 code. And it specifically must involve where there is a distraint warrant or warrants of distraint. So that means there's a whole bunch of things that's happened, must happen before they ever get to the book. It's books and records. So basically, they've been an assessment. They've found you guilty. They've done the notice and demand. After they found you guilty of the judgment, they've done the notice and demand. Then they can get around and do the warrant distraints. Warrants of distraint or distraint warrants, they call it both ways. And it just hit me. God, it's so irritating when this stuff is sitting right there and I don't see it. Why do they have warrant distraints? Duh. Because the IRS agent or officer or whatever you want to call him, flunky, yahoo, number one, he issues that on his bond. And, of course, guess what? All bonds for all these federal folks went away in, 1972, June 6th. And that is confirmed in 86 STAT, S-T-A-T, Statutes at Large, starting on page 201. It's Public Law 92-310. 82 stat 201. Number one, there's no bonding there. But even more than that, and it's so simple. I just sit here and I engage your brain, boy. Why are there warrant distraints? Distraint warrants or warrants of distraint. Why are there? Why do they exist? Because they would be taken to the sheriff. I saw one case. I just happened to be doing some word searching, and I saw that the sheriff is the person that executes the warrant. Duh. Can the IRS not have any warrant at all, it's a straight warrant, and also can he issue a warrant and then go out and do his own process? Of course not. The sheriff doesn't issue his own stuff. That has to come out of somebody somewhere else, doesn't it? God, it's so simple. That's why there have to be, and the same thing is on stealing money out of bank accounts, retirement funds, all this stuff. And we can conclusively prove it by the Senate House reports and their conference report. They all agreed on it. The technical explaining how the 1954 code works, but the bottom line is they didn't put it out in the open for us to read in the code. They said levy includes the power of distraint. So therefore, every time you see the levy, depending on whether it's an adjective or noun, then you have to subjectively try to argue with the judge that the power of distraint is in there. No, it's black and white. We got it. There's no arguing. Okay, so that's an issue. They don't want to go there because we can prove it now. We put attachments in. I do. I provide attachments for my research documents. Tell me it's not so. Go read it yourself. But see, I don't even make you go to the because you're not going to find it in Westlaw. You're not going to find it in Lexus. You're not going to find it in Hind, H-E-I-N, online. It's sitting in the books at the law library. The UAA in Anchorage has two copies. But we didn't know they were there. So there's got to be warrants of distraint or distraint warrants, because they would be handed to the sheriff, and the sheriff would go and take the property and hold it either until you paid or sell it. God, it's so simple. I don't know why I didn't see that. Anyway, live and learn one step at a time. You know, because we get this evidence, and I'm going to work up a module on that particular about the sheriff's sale and or sheriff doing it and that, because obviously the IRS can't issue the warrants of distraint or distraint warrants because they don't do it. That's why they were getting their tushes beat before the 1954 code. They weren't doing it because in reality they cannot constitutionally access, get a hold of us. That's why they don't do it. And it looks like what they're doing is pulling their horns in, because they don't do the internal revenue districts. They're not doing the putting the stuff in the federal register for the commissioner now. They're cleaning up their act. Where I said, well, we didn't say we could do it. You just capitulated. So that was one of the issues. Another thing that is deadly to these people, deadly, tax court, would be deadly in criminal court, IRS criminal court, is you give them judicial notice. You say, you shall take judicial notice of this. Put in a memorandum. I have a memorandum I give away on my special and IRS list. It's all researched out. Back in a minute. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, back here, and this judge was such a nice fellow. I said, you know what? I'm going to give you something else to think about, Bobby. You're such an arrogant narcissistic. Oh, well, it says 20 days, and it means 20 days. I said, oh, by the way, you know, everything was recorded right down to the second. In other words, I took the time to get all that out and put that into the brief for the person I was giving this research material to. And by the way, we need to understand why your court denied this man procedural due process and substantive due process. And I'm sure that he was under video camera, and we are wanting to see all of the video cameras, because I'm sure he was there under video surveillance from the time he walked in the court till the time he walked out. And why did you guys deny this guy procedural and substantive due process? Duh. Okay? Let's hit him hard. Well, I thought, let's give him another good dose. When you get one of these judges that's really arrogant, as I'm trying to get one of these cases through, because it takes a while to work these through the system, I thought, you know, you're such an arrogant sucker, because you may just get around and fluff this off, and it's been sitting there enough for, I think, 2 weeks now, and he don't know what to do. He's stuck. Because I threw another case in their research document. Okay, Postum Cereal versus California Fig Nut. 272 U.S. 693. Because they were trying to figure out if they had access to the summonses or not. Let me read this. This is really important. He's got a problem. He wants to go up on appeal? Come on, Bubba. The distinction between the jurisdiction of this court, which is confined to the hearing and decisions of cases of a constitutional sense, and that of administrative action and decision, power for which may be conferred upon courts of the district, is shown in a case, and they cite Keller versus Potomac, and you can get all the cites out of the one I gave you. While Congress, in its constitutional exercise of exclusive legislation over the district, that means they have plenary power, may clothe the courts of the district not only with jurisdiction and powers of the federal courts in the several states, but also the authority of a state might confer on her courts. And that's Prentice versus Lenny Coast, another site. Here's the killer. And so may vest courts of the district with administrative or legislative functions which are not properly judicial, yet may not do so with this court or any federal court established under Article 3 of the Constitution. Isn't that a killer? Such legislative or administrative jurisdiction, it is well settled, cannot be conferred on this court either directly or by appeal. I thought, okay, sucker, because Hayburn was the first case in 1795, Muskrat, Fiera, and Pipeline. There's four cases on that. And they cite Muskrat. The principle there recognized and enforced on reason and authority is that the jurisdiction of this court and of the inferior courts of the United States ordained and established by Congress under and by virtue of the third article of the Constitution is limited to cases and controversies in such form that the judicial power, that's the constitutional power, is capable of acting on them and does not extend to an issue of constitutional law framed by Congress for the purpose of invoking the advice of this court without real parties or a real case or to administrative or legislative issues or controversies. Bingo. Now, Mr. Judge, what say ye, you little sucker? You want to go up? You want to play with me? Great. We'll just add another thing, and he's stuck. Because, see, that's in direct conflict that you can go into those courts. The United States District Court, which we know, of course, is not a district court of the United States. It's not a constitutional court. It doesn't arise under Article 3. There's only one Article 3 court in this country. That's the International Trade, Court of International Trade. And it's very limited, which is totally legal. The problem is we don't have access to one. And he can't go in there and try to do a summons and say because he's stuck. So he's going to be admitting that that court doesn't arise under Article 3. So, well, where do you live, Bubba? Come on down. Don't be bashful. And I'm looking for another case, too, in this because, let me pull up this case here, and I'll find that court case here. I can't seem to put my finger on it right now. I got so much stuff here going. But there's another problem with these summonses, and it's overlooked by people. And you know why it's overlooked? Because they don't tell us. They just say the court doesn't have jurisdiction. And the next thing you know, you say, well, I guess I lost. And you don't have a clue why you lost. Because they do not want to tell you. They don't want to tell us why you lost. Well, guess what? And I'll find the case here in just a minute. I'll pull it up. Just a second. I'm pulling it up. And it's really an important issue. Because when they get around and they do these administrative summonses, say I'm in Alaska, and they want they send the summons to Wells Fargo in, say, Arizona. They've got a headquarters there, or Pennsylvania, or some of these other places. God knows where they keep all their stuff. What's the problem? Why am I going to lose? The logical thing when I would get an administrative summons for books and records, I would go down here to my local kangaroo court, right? Wrong. That is not where you want to go. You do not want to go there. And the case is Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, versus United States of America. It's interesting that they put United States of America when it's a Westlaw. It's 205-WL-217-6111. It is not a published case. And let me find that here so I can read it right out of there. Let's see here. Summons for a third party. Chase Bank, a recorder to petitioner Holland's records. A motion to quash a third party summons, and they get this 2676-09-H1. Okay, fine. Which provides the district court with, for the district within which the person may be summoned, resides, or found, shall have jurisdiction to hear and determine. This is a venue provision rather than a jurisdictional requirement of the statute. What did they just say? Oh, guess what? If Chase Manhattan, or Chase Bank, whatever it was here, Chase Bank, if they're in Pennsylvania and I'm in Alaska, I don't go down to the local court here and file. I have to file because it's a venue issue where that person, Chase, is found. So I would have to file in Pennsylvania or New York or some other foreign port. That's the first mistake that people make in trying to stop these books and records. Okay, it is not intended to permit a summons directed to a third-party record keeper at that record keeper's residence to be challenged wherever else in the world the record keeper may be found. So, you have to be smart enough to know to file remotely in that foreign jurisdiction or in that other state wherever that person may be found. It's a venue issue. That's it. Had nothing to do with you or me. Okay, so. It is only logical that the jurisdiction be vested in the court where the summons is to be answered. So it's got to be answered there. Well, there's another one, too, in this. And Massat, M-A-S-A-T. And let's see, I got to find this site for that one. I don't see it, but it's in here. Anyway, there's another case that's tied into this. Because what you have to do, if you're going to challenge and have any chance, and you can lock them down, got it. We're two for two right now. You have to file in, if they say Wells Fargo or Chase Manhattan, wherever the records are. If it says Pennsylvania, New York, North Carolina, Texas, Oklahoma, you have to file into that district court a miscellaneous filing. You have to address, number one, that the summons is bogus because it's not signed by the commissioner. You have to attach the information that I've got to conclusively prove that there is no distraint warrant. They've not gone through the process. That's a killer for them. But very important, is filing in the venue where that summons originated, where Wells Fargo is found, or Chase Manhattan, or Chase Bank. And you have to point out the errors, just like you do in tax court. And you have to include an affidavit. So that means you have to understand how the headless fourth branch works. You have to understand why their summons is smoke and mirrors by putting in facts, fact, 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 and this is the errors. So you put an affidavit, you have to put in the facts, the errors, and then the burden of proof is on the IRS. And then you also say, well, there's an error here because the summons is not their revision 22, which is the latest one. It's not signed by the commissioner. Now, what say you, my friend? And if you're real, really ornery, which I was trying not to use the Postum case, I want to get these guys in a corner and make them move. And if you get a nasty one, well, throw that in. It says right here, you can't be in Article III court and do this. That's by four cases of the Supreme Court. That's holdings. Habern was the first one, where they were trying to, on the Revolutionary War, they went in on the people that had been damaged or that fought the war to give them benefits to the War Department. And the Supreme Court said, we can't do that because if we rule who's eligible, it goes back to the War Department. And so, therefore, they can overrule us, and there's nobody can overrule us. And therefore, that is not a proper question before the court. Same thing with the IRS, because, see, if they go there and you go in there, the court cannot determine you're a taxpayer. That's USC 2802 or 1. Because the IRS can make that determination in private letters. I think it's 601.101 or 201. It's either 101 or 201. I guess 201. So the IRS could overrule the court. That's why they have 28 USC 2201. The court cannot make a determination if they have any personal jurisdiction. And these lawyers never bring that up. They never do judicial notice because these criminal courts are playing the same game as this miscellaneous thing is. And they go putting in, oh, is that a 1040 there or the tax court? The same thing. Is that they want to put in? Is that your signature there? Did you file this form? Did you not file this form? Is that your signature? Same exact game. Why doesn't somebody take the law to them and understand how the administrative headless fourth branch works? You have to bring the law with you. You have to tie them down judicial notice. If they do not abide by judicial notice, that is abuse of discretion. And you use 5 U.S.C. 706. And that was one of the things in the legislative history. 477 pages of the APA, Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. How do we control these agencies if they don't abide by it? It's arbitrary, capricious, abuse of discretion, or not according to law. If they won't take judicial notice, that's abuse of discretion. It's an automatic appealable issue. That's been in tax court twice. The first time the judge came back and said, denied it, and then got around and put it back in again at the judge on a motion to reconsider. And, oh, well, that was a clerical error. It's going to be dealt with after the trial. It's not a trial. The tax court trial is nothing more than an inquisitory hearing. They want to swear you in, and there's an attorney on the other side, but you want to go to tax court because you can, if you know how the game is played, you can have a lot of fun there. Because they must get to assessment. That's their whole game, the administrative judgment. And they have to get it by hook or crook, and they can't go there. Not yet. So, anyway, that's just absolutely astounding. It's there are ways to deal with these guys. But most people don't want to listen. They don't want to read. You go to all these web pages, and they talk about this stuff. Like what we're going to talk about next is about Obama's executive orders. Somehow, if he issues an executive order, I'm done. Really? Now, we know that's not in the Constitution. It's not in the Constitution of the several states. First of all, we got to start out with our Declaration of Independence. Inalienable rights. from the Creator. We're the only country in the world that have where we sit below the Creator and above the government. We don't anymore because we've been hoodwinked. We do a limited delegation of power, no different than a contract. We set up a form of government, a constitutional republic. The Constitution is the contract, organic constitution. The Bill of Rights is like the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not. And what is there about thou shalt not that you don't understand? That's our Ten Commandments, the Bill of Rights. The main constitution is how this government's supposed to work. And we've got to have it in at least three parts because governments always, throughout history, runoff and corruption gets involved and away they go. It's like the rise and fall of Rome. It got so corrupt and it fell. And we're headed that way. It is so corrupt that Obama and Congress, they do it openly now. I don't need Congress to declare war. I just do what the UN tells me to do. And he tries to bypass Congress by executive orders. Can he do that? No. Can you prove it? Yes. How would you go about proving it? You know what the first step in proving an executive order is full of smoke and mirrors? It's a real novel idea. You go read the executive order. Why don't these home pages on the internet, I got to get around and learn how to use Dreamweaver yet. I'm just, oh God, many things to do here. Why don't they put the documents for us, the people, to read? Why don't they point to something within the document so that we can say, oh yeah, that's right. Oh no, they've got us. We've lost. Why don't they do that? Or on a need-to-know basis, the average person never, because it takes time to go find the executive order, number one. Number two, it takes some sort of expertise for somebody that's been doing this a while to understand this headless fourth branch, because most people, I can tell you, in the schools, they're being taught. How many branches do you think people are being taught exist? Three. They're being taught there's three branches. They don't say there's a headless fourth branch. They don't even go into agencies. They don't go into regulations. They don't go into the four types of regulation. None of that stuff is taught because we're on a need-to-know basis. They don't even teach in school. Imagine if you had a Christmas and you gave a toy to a child, say 3 or 4 years old, 5 years old, let's say 5 years old, and say, oh, by the way, you know, this toy here, this toy truck, back in a minute.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back here, and we're going to get into executive orders next hour. And I was just saying about, imagine if you had a child. I had a John Deere tractor, and I still have a Dick Tracy. I think it's minus the siren. It's probably worth a lot of money because I'm an old guy, 70 years old, that I played with. Imagine at Christmas you gave a little tractor, tractor or dump truck or something, to a son and said, oh, by the way, you know, for every month you use this, you got to pay me a nickel. Do you think he would catch on? I bet you $100. Well, wait a minute. I thought you gave it to me. He's not going to understand property, but he's smart enough to figure that out. Why would I have to pay you a nickel every month to use that tractor? Otherwise, you take the tractor away. Or you give him a bicycle, let's say 10 years old, and say, oh, by the way, you know, out of your allowance, every month you got to give me a dollar to continue using your bicycle. Do you think he'd catch on? I absolutely don't have any doubt. That's why. They're not going to understand property. We, the American people, knowingly give away our vehicles, the MSO, to DMV, theft by deception. We then pay them to allow them so we can use the property that we paid for. Are we, like, missing something here? I got to pay tags. I got to pay taxes. I got to have a driver's license to drive the state's property. It's right in the Anchorage ordinances. I've got to, it's conclusive. There's no wiggle room no more. I've got one case sitting in the Supreme Court of Alaska, and I'm going to start suing these suckers. That's a way to stop all traffic citations. Because under Brady materials, they have to disclose who owns the property. That's a crime if they don't do it too, by the way. That's another felony. Why don't we catch on that we don't own the vehicles? And why don't we raise H-E-double-L with these folks? It's done with the MSO. It says property, no security interest, and they warrant the title on the back. That is hand-carried to DMV in Alaska. Not bailed. Isn't it amazing? So we are so docile, we allow DMV to steal our property and then charge us to use it after we go down and maybe paid cash for it with fiat money. Airplanes is done through the bill of sale. We found that out working with Dave Gladden in Dillingham. The land they do through the registration, through the deeds of trust, is one way. Alaska comes right out and puts it in the Constitution. We got an interest in government-owned land. They print it. Our people, I don't understand. If you won't fight for your property, you can't have liberty. You can't have freedom. Just bend down and kiss their tootsies and shut up. People think that they're going to vote for Romney or Obama. Romney said he would vote for the NDAA, where he can haul you and me off and totally in violation of the Constitution. No trial, no anything. You just go away. He's got health care in the state where he came from. Really? And you would vote for somebody like that? A totalitarian dictator? We got two of them, Obama and Romney. Ron Paul's the only answer. By the way, he has the majority of the delegates in Iowa confirmed and in Minnesota, for sure. You see that in the media? No. When they go at the Electoral College, and if it's a brokered convention, which I'm hoping it is, Ron Paul should hopefully going to pull this off. If you want to vote for a totalitarian dictator, vote for Obama or Romney. One may be Satan, one's Lucifer, Mephistopheles. They're the same ilk. It's irrelevant. They're both evil. People don't see it. I don't know. I shake my head and I just, I don't know. That's the critical thinking, the moral compass, the logic has gone out of a lot. But there's a lot of people waking up. There really are, because many people being hurt. Well, we'll be back after the hour, and we're going to go after executive orders.
The next round.